All right, first things first, the video for the first annual Huge Embarrassing Failure Awards is going to be available tomorrow morning around 9 o'clock. This is the first time that I have done something like this. I was kind of winging it, wasn't really sure what I was doing, but I did put a lot of thought into it and a hell of a lot of time, so hope you guys enjoy it. Also, gonna be on vacation all week this week. I'm planning on taking my recording equipment with me, hoping to get one, maybe two videos uploaded while I'm gone. Just depends on what all we have going on while we're on vacation. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this. Growing up in the 90s, Saturday Night Live was appointment television. Sure, some of my older viewers who were around during the 70s and 80s will say that their generation of SNL was superior. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. What we know for damn sure, all previous generations of Saturday Night Live are better than the current garbage. There's just no other way to say this. This show sucks. I mean, it sucks. I didn't think it was possible for something to be less entertaining than the WNBA, but Saturday Night Live, it has officially become the most boring show on television. At least the dump divers in the WNBA have a few entertaining moments. It never gets old watching bearded women apply just for men in preparation for an exciting facial hair counting contest in overtime. My dogs are thoroughly entertained every Monday and Thursday morning when WNBA trash collectors come by my house to pick up the trash. There is no sleeping in at my house on Monday and Thursday morning. Those ambitious dump divers, they're up early to collect the neighborhood garbage, and my dogs, they're at the front door to bark at them. Last night, I was up later than usual, waiting for my girlfriend to get home from babysitting our nephews. There was nothing on TV after the Broncos game, so I decided to give Saturday Night Live one more chance to entertain me, one more chance to make a final impression. I tend to do this once, maybe twice every season. I tune into Saturday Night Live hoping that something has changed. My expectations are low. Hell, I don't even have expectations. At this point, it would be an improvement if the writers at SNL just made me smile. I'm not expecting 90 minutes of laughter like we got in the 90s and 2000s. I'm not expecting 90 minutes of entertainment. At this point, it would be an improvement just to give me the polished turd. Before the show started, I noticed that Kate McKinnon was going to be the host. Billie Eilish was the musical guest. Off to a promising start here. Kate McKinnon has been one of the few bright spots this past decade with this rotating cast of huge embarrassing failures, which isn't really saying much because Kate McKinnon isn't all that great. She would not have been cast 20 years ago. Well, KC, what about Pete Davidson? Peter? Really? What about him? That no-talent doofus is the definition of an ass fire. Even though I am not a fan of her music, Billie Eilish put on one hell of a performance when she was the musical guest on SNL a couple of years ago. I came into this episode with an open mind. I was willing to give Lorne Michaels a chance. Correct me if I'm wrong. Hollywood writers, they're back to work, right? Isn't the strike over? I don't keep up with the Peter Beaters in Hollywood, but I'm pretty sure they are back to collecting woke welfare. You wouldn't know that if you suffered through this painfully boring show last night because they wrote one of the worst monologues for Kate McKinnon that I have ever seen. Awful. I mean, it was painful to watch. But being the open-minded person that I am, I decided to continue watching the show after that horrendous monologue. Somehow, the following segment, it was even worse than the monologue, and I turned off SNL 15 minutes into the show. Took me 15 minutes to figure out why ratings for Saturday Night Live have declined by 50% in the last 2 years. No doctor was needed for this prognosis. This show has a dual diagnosis. It is 100% infected with the woke fungus, along with a terminal case of OMB. Orange Man Bad! But before I reveal the abysmal ratings this season for SNL, let's get to the sponsor for today's video, my good friends over at All Strokes Matter. All Strokes Matter! While back, I had a woman reach out to me asking where she could buy clothes for her husband that were made for Americans by Americans. She didn't want to support woke clothing brands, but she wanted high quality clothing for her husband. Now, obviously, I don't know shit about fashion, but I do happen to know the best brand of American made clothes, my friends over at All Strokes Matter. For all my golfers out there, All Strokes Matter just released this new line of polo style shirts. Now, of course, my personal favorites are the long sleeve tees. For all my ladies out there, All Strokes Matter, they also offer unisex jackets and hoodies that will keep you warm throughout the winter. All Strokes Matter has plenty of options if you're looking for ideas for the men in your family for Christmas. And if you can't figure out what you think they would like, just buy them a gift card. Let them decide for themselves. Now, unlike the organization Black Lives Matter, All Strokes Matter actually cares about our country. These are American employees making American clothes with American materials for American men and women. Yes. Their prices are a bit higher than clothes made in foreign sweatshops, but you can't have it both ways. You can't say that you want to support American brands and then complain about American prices. Click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BTLFANS30. That's BTLFANS30. Receive 30% off your first purchase of $25 or more with All Strokes Matter. All right, 2 years ago, Saturday Night Live was averaging 9 million viewers. Now, if you remove the NFL, which dominates everything, SNL was one of the most popular shows on television, and that's been the case for most of its 50-plus year existence. In the span of 2 years, Lorne Michaels managed to run off 5 million viewers. If you combined the audience for the WNBA Finals, you'd have about 2 million people. SNL's lost over double that number. There have been 6 episodes this season, with 2 failing to reach 4 million viewers. 2 months into the new season, SNL yet to eclipse 5 million viewers. Now, obviously, their dedication to the woke wieners played a major role in the decline of SNL. Lately, Lorne Michaels has been dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Last year, he hired the first non-binary cast member in the history of Saturday Night Live. I think your name was Emily Kearney, or maybe it's Molly. Who fucking cares? It doesn't matter what her name is. Back in 2008, Lorne Michaels, he told the New York Times, "Whoever is in power politically, we are against." Yeah, that used to be true. SNL used to be an equal opportunity offender. They made fun of Bill Clinton. They were absolutely brutal with George Bush. They went after Sarah Palin. Nothing gave them a bigger woke boner than their constant attacks on Donald Trump. But something happened in 2008 that forever changed the trajectory of SNL. Barack Obama was elected president. For decades, this show was known for showing no mercy when it came to presidents. With Barack Obama, they were afraid to make fun of him. Why? Well, according to former SNL writer James Downey, Obama was too perfect to be made fun of. That was the beginning of the end for Saturday Night Live. That was the point when the woke fungus infected the show and they've never recovered. Now, this is speculation on my part. I think Lorne Michaels was afraid to make fun of Barack Obama. I think he was afraid that he would be accused of mythical racism. This fear of making fun of Democratic presidents, it's carried over to John Biden. The John Biden jokes write themselves. Hell, you don't even need writers. John Biden gives you enough free material on his own. Yet, for some reason, Lorne Michaels absolutely refuses to go after our fearless leader. Maybe he is afraid that he will be accused of mythical ageism. While it's true that the woke fungus has contributed to the rapid decline of SNL, with or without infection, SNL was going to decline either way. The truth is, at 79 years old, Lorne Michaels, he's just too old to be running this show. Call me an ageist if you want, accuse me of discriminating against a fossil, but oftentimes the truth hurts. The truth is often offensive. It's just not realistic to expect a 79-year-old man to be able to stay in touch with pop culture. Time has passed him by. You can't expect a dude that's knocking on heaven's door to find ways to relate to young people. This exact same thing happened to Vince McMahon in WWE. For years, fans of professional wrestling or entertaining sports or whatever the fuck they call it, for years, fans complained about the creative direction of WWE, claimed that Vince McMahon was out of touch, he no longer had the ability to create new stars, no longer had the ability to write compelling storylines. As a result, WWE ratings suffered. Their show on Monday nights was in serious decline. They launched the WWE Network, I think it was in 2014, they could barely maintain 1 million subscribers. Now, during the late 90s, WWE was pulling 7, 8, sometimes 9 million viewers. 20 years later, they weren't close to averaging 2 million. All of a sudden, Triple H is given creative control of the company, or I think he might have full control of the company. Even though he's in his 50s, he's a young man compared to Vince McMahon. Triple H has been controlling creative for at least a year now, maybe even 2 years, and business is booming for WWE. It is incredibly difficult for older men to remain in touch with pop culture. It's also difficult for older men, especially successful men like Lorne Michaels and Vince McMahon, to know when to step aside. Last night, someone responded to me on Twitter and said, NBC should force Lorne Michaels to resign. Yeah, that's wishful thinking. It will never happen. In the eyes of NBC, Lorne Michaels, he has earned the right to retire when he wants. And to be honest with you, I can't really fault them for that way of thinking. Lorne Michaels has given NBC over 50 years of consistent ratings. And even though they have lost half their audience, SNL is still drawing good ratings. Not many shows on television averaging 4 million viewers. SNL is averaging 4.2 million right now. The question is Lorne Michaels destroying his own legacy? Is he destroying the legacy of Saturday Night Live? You tell me. This show is way too concerned with feelings. They're afraid to be offensive. Classic sketches like the ambiguously gay duo, they would never show that on SNL today. Do they even do Black Jeopardy anymore? Do they make fun of anyone besides Donald Trump? It would be one thing if the Trump jokes were funny. They were to begin with, but after a while, it just got old. The show is stale. Can SNL be saved? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. See you guys tomorrow for the Heff Awards.